is a new, easier way to get here. In fact, it's so ridiculously cheap. You know, take the train before someone wakes up and realise how absurdly cheap it is. The exhibition train station has reopened. Now, it's only temporary as works on Cross River Rail continue, but I did hear also there will be a special train coming on Wednesday of this week. But first of all, let's go to Rowan Gray. Rowan is the president of Better Transport Queensland. Rowan, is it good news for commuters? The exhibition station is open temporarily.
Oh, it's great news for families and everyone who's attending the ECA this year and any of the other shows which the exhibition station is open for. Of course, currently it's only open temporarily during shows. So it's all right news for commuters because you can see that this is coming for you. If you're living in the area, you're soon going to be able to catch it all year round when Cross River Rail opens. But for the time being, it's just a sneak peek at what's to come for them.
How popular do you expect the service to the exhibition station to be this week? Any idea?
Oh, it's going to be heavily popular. In previous years with the previous stations, it was quite popular. But of course, those stations were heavily constrained. They had very narrow platforms for the departure platform. So there was only so many people you could fit on. This year around, the platform is able to accommodate, I think, 1,200 people, which is quite a lot of people. So once the fireworks are over and you're heading off to the station, you'll be able to get onto the platform much sooner and catch your train home much sooner than you otherwise would have. So it's great news for people coming to the ECA and seeing the show.
Rowan, it's only temporary. Why only temporary?
It's only temporary because the station is going to be used to Cross River opens with the Northern Tunnel portal entering just after Exhibition Station between Exhibition and Roma Street. With the current services and the stopping patterns on Queensland Rail currently, Exhibition is just simply not on the stopping or on the path of the train routes. So until Cross River Rail opens and we're actually sending trains that way into the tunnel, it's actually not feasible for that station to be open all the time year round.
Rowan Gray is my guest. Rowan is the president of Better Transport Queensland. This is 612 ABC Brisbane. Rowan, there are also reports of plans for a train station to be built at Victoria Park as part of the new stadium for the Olympics. Whereabouts? I'll be keen to know what Better Transport thinks of this.
So Better Transport Queensland thinks that there are two options for Victoria Park, depending on where the stadium is built. If it's built close to the current exhibition station, works could be done to improve the footpath access to the station and make it a bit wider so that we can use the existing station, which is capable of holding, as I said, quite a large number of people. But if the Victoria Park stadium is elsewhere in the park, then it would probably be a good idea to have an additional stadium. And we've discussed on the group of having it where the existing land bridge is between Victoria Park and next to Brisbane Girls Grammar, which would be a really good opportunity to provide a station that's similar to like the Olympic station in Sydney, which is specifically designed for large crowds leaving a large stadium.
So if it's going to be a permanent sporting venue, which it is, there needs to be a permanent rail platform or facility there for fairly obvious reasons, I assume.
Absolutely. So whether it be the existing exhibition station with the path to an upgraded or new station, we see that a rail link to the stadium is crucial to be able to handle the large amount of people attending and leaving from a stadium. The existing busway there is going to also be a great link for the stadium, but of course, you can only fit so many people onto buses. Whereas trains have a much higher capacity, you can run a lot more trains really close together and move a lot more people than otherwise would be able to just with the busway.
Rowan, there was a commitment, there was a promise some years back of 45 minutes by train to Brisbane to Gold Coast, Brisbane to Toowoomba, Brisbane to Sunshine Coast. Is anyone still talking about that, or has that sort of quietly been pushed off the table? Do you know?
Unfortunately, that has been quietly pushed off the table. That was in the, I think, connecting Southeast Queensland 2032 plan. And there was quite a lot of discussion of high frequency and high speed routes going to these extremes. But currently, that's just not really on the table. You've got your Gold Coast to, your Logan Lea to Beenleigh faster rail. But realistically, that's only removing one curve on that quite old route down to Beenleigh. So it's not really saving much time other than just allowing you to run more trains. So we're seeing that this commitment to 45 minutes is no longer being actively pushed by the government, focusing currently on just increasing capacity rather than increasing speeds.
I really appreciate your time this morning, Rowan. Thanks very much for joining me from the ECA.
Thank you.
Rowan Gray, President of Better Transport Queensland. So the ECA station is open in about 5 minutes from now, and it'll be open for the period of the ECA. Then they close it again to do a bit more work on Cross River Rail.